Welcome back to The Meditative Shift, where we move in the direction of wellness, transformation, and a deeper understanding of ourselves. Hi, I'm Susan, and today we're going to be diving into the very foundations of what it means to initiate a mindset reset. And really look at what does that really mean and why is it so crucial to our growth and happiness. A mindset reset isn't just about changing how we think on a superficial level. It's about transforming how we perceive and interact with the world around us. It's about shifting from a reactive state where life seems to happen to us into a proactive stance where we're consciously choosing our responses and shaping our own experience. So why is it so important? Well, imagine for a moment that your mind is like a garden. Over time, if it's left untended, weeds can grow, and the soil can become hard and unyielding. Our thoughts and beliefs can similarly become overgrown with negativity, or even stuck in patterns that no longer serve us. A mindset reset is really akin to tending this garden, removing what doesn't belong and nurturing what we wish to see grow. It's about cultivating a space within ourselves. It's shifting, right? We're moving inward. And that space within ourselves is fertile with new ideas, growth, and positive change. The benefits of this process are actually immense. And by undertaking a mindset reset, we open ourselves up to improve mental health, greater resilience in the face of any challenge, and an overall sense of well-being and fulfillment. It actually will allow us to break free from the old narratives that have held us back, enabling us to write new stories about our own lives that really resonate with who we are, who we truly are deep down inside, and who we wish to become. But where do we begin with all of this? Well, the first step in any journey of transformation is understanding where we are right now. And this means developing a keen sense of self-awareness. It's about taking a step back and observing our thoughts, emotions, feelings, behaviors, without any judgment. It's asking ourselves, what pattern am I seeing within myself? What beliefs do I hold that might be limiting my potential? You know, the process of self-reflection that I'm talking about isn't always easy. It requires honesty, openness, and sometimes the courage, real courage, to face aspects of ourselves that we tend to ignore. It's always easier to point someone else's faults, but when we have to point the finger back and look at ourselves, wow, that could be quite scary. And most people don't do it. But yet, it's the very act of looking inward at ourselves that sets the stage for true change. It's really the moment we start to distinguish between the thoughts and the beliefs that genuinely belong to us and those that we might have inherited from others. So by becoming more aware of our internal landscape, we're better equipped to identify what needs to shift. And this awareness is the soil from which the seeds of change are sown. So as we move forward, each step we take on this journey will be grounded in a deeper understanding of ourselves, allowing us to navigate life's challenges with greater ease, clarity, and a positive outlook. I came up with four steps that would really serve as the foundations of a mindset reset. So let's look at them. The first one is self-awareness. And self-awareness is the conscious knowledge of our character, feelings, motives, and desires. It's about turning the lens of the mind, inward, and observing our thoughts and emotions without judgment. And this might sound simple, but in practice, it does require patience and dedication, and a systematic approach on how to do that. It's a skill that once developed can offer us really profound insights into who we are and how we interact with the world. How do we do this? I always offer a practical strategy when we're doing episodes. So the practical strategy for this self-awareness is a method which is called journaling. and you've seen me speak about this before, or if you've read any of my books, I always have journaling in the very beginning because the method of journaling is a powerful tool for reflection. And if you spend a few minutes each day writing about your experiences, how you felt, what you thought, how you reacted to different situations, you'll see that over time, you'll begin to notice patterns in your thoughts and behaviors. You might even discover, for example, that certain situations trigger feelings of anxiety or joy, or that you tend to respond to challenges in a specific way. That's one way. Another way is meditation. Not many people want to take the time these days for meditation, but a meditative practice that's done in a systematic training can actually have profound results. Even if you sit for a few minutes every morning or every evening at the same time and just follow your breath for 5 minutes, noticing how your breath flows in and out can give you profound insights into how you're feeling and what you're doing. Those two methods, method of journaling and actually a meditation practice, can be very useful. The second foundation that I have discovered for a mindset reset is embracing change. Embracing change is not just about willingness, it's about courageously stepping into the unknown, trusting the process, and being open to growth that comes from it. Change by its very nature is uncomfortable. We all know it. It challenges the familiar patterns and routines that we've settled into, pushing us out of our comfort zones. But it's in this space of discomfort that true growth really occurs. Imagine a caterpillar in its cocoon. The process of transforming into a butterfly certainly isn't easy or painless, but it's necessary for the caterpillar to become what it's meant to be. The changes that we undergo in a mindset reset are essential for our growth and evolution, and they're not easy. That's what I'm trying to get at here. How do we get started? What's a practical strategy? The first thing it starts with is acceptance. Accept that change is a natural and necessary part of life. Remind yourself that even though change can be challenging, it also brings opportunity with it for improvement and renewal. And within that change, cultivate some flexibility for yourself, because life is unpredictable. And when we cling too tightly to how we think things should be, our way, right? The way we want it, the way we see that it should be, that causes unnecessary stress and disappointment. So we want to adopt a more flexible approach and open ourselves up to a new perspective. And that's the way we do it with accepting change. Just think of it as learning to dance in the rain rather than waiting for the storm to pass. That's a simple way to look at it. The third foundation for a mindset reset was cultivating gratitude, being grateful for everything that we have in life. How small it is, how large it is, it's just being grateful. And I really can't say this and not say it again, grateful. Be grateful and have gratitude. Because remember, we are privileged to wake up every morning and breathe. Not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody has the opportunity of doing the things that we can do. We must always keep that in our mind. It's not about ignoring life's challenges that we may be facing and pretending everything is perfect, but it's about choosing where to focus our attention and energy when things are tough. It's about recognizing the good, no matter how small, and letting the light guide us through the darkness. This is especially important now. Cultivating that outlook and the sense of gratitude actually fundamentally changes how we experience life. And it shifts our perspective from what's lacking or wrong to what's abundant and right. And this shift doesn't happen, by the way, overnight, but with consistent practice. It becomes a powerful part of our mental toolkit. And that begins with awareness. And what we could also do with that is practice keeping a gratitude journal. So every night before you retire, you can write down three things that you are grateful for on this very day. It could be as simple as, I was able to get up and breathe, or I had a cup of tea, or I was able to read, or I was able to meet with friends at work. Anything that you see, you can be grateful for, because not everyone has our privileges, and everyone's different, and we should really embrace that. Embrace it within yourself. That's been one of my strongest practices that has helped me flip the switch in the direction of being happy about things, especially now with what we're going through. And the fourth foundation for a mindset reset that I put in here, the word's a little overused, but I thought it was necessary, is building resilience. And that's just about we're changing our thoughts and habits, of course, but how about strengthening our inner fortitude? And that's the resilience I'm talking about. It's our ability to bounce back from setbacks, not have a setback throw us out. We have equanimity. We adapt well to the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, or even significant sources of stress. Resilience allows us to maintain our composure during the most difficult times and emerge unscathed, actually, with wisdom and strength. Doesn't that sound great? We can do this. Here are some strategies. Foster a positive view of yourself. That's key. Self-hate does not work. It actually breaks you down. Trust yourself. You're a divine being. You might have some habits that create some problems, but those habits are just habits. You are divine, so believe in your abilities and trust your capacity. Accept that change is part of living. We've discussed it before. You have to embrace change because it allows us to grow. Change is living. Everything changes. We're not going to stay in this body forever. People are afraid of that. That's why everybody's trying to hold on to this youthful appearance. Let it go. Accept change as a part of life and just start living your life now. Keep things into perspective. Even when we face very painful events, try to consider the stressful situation in a broader context and keep a long-term perspective. Maintain hope, trust. I like the word trust. Just trust that everything is going to be just as it should. That optimistic outlook enables you to expect that good things will happen in your life. Visualize what you want rather than what you worry about or what you fear. Take care of yourself. I like to use the word inner self-care, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, actions. What do we let in our mind field? Pay attention. Are you letting sounds that aren't good? What music do you listen to? What books do you read? What movies do you watch? What verbiage do you hear people speaking about? All of those things feed our inner self, our mindset. So take care of that. Don't rent out space when things aren't paying rent, you know, pay attention to that. And lastly, build strong relationships. Support and love from the people around you and the four-leggeds around you. Relationships are very, very important. We're here based on relationship. And the biggest relationship we have is with ourselves. People don't look at that, but what's your relationship with yourself? And that relationship with yourself is the same relationship that you reflect onto others. Pay attention to that. Keep that in mind. We begin our journey, we understand this mindset reset and the pivotal role that it plays in our overall wellness and transformation. We just did that when we talked about the foundations of this, and we delved into the importance of self-awareness as a foundation for profound change. And then we explored and talked about the necessity for embracing change and recognizing that that was an opportunity for growth and development. We discussed the significance of cultivating positivity, gratitude, being grateful, and understanding how these elements can shift our perspective and contribute to a healthy mindset. And then I ended with building resilience, equipping ourselves with the strength to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs. And as we close today's episode, please remember that each step you take on this journey of a mindset reset is a step towards a more empowered, resilient, and fulfilled self. That meditative shift path, going inward for that mindset reset, may not always be easy, but it's rich with potential for growth, discovery, and transformation. Thanks for joining me on this meditative shift episode. And remember, it's just the beginning. I look forward to continuing this journey with you, exploring the new insights, embracing the change, challenges that lie ahead. Please subscribe on YouTube if you like this. It'll keep the community flourishing and growing, and it'll keep us together to be able to share our thoughts. You can always write in with questions, comments. I get the show, the episodes based on what you tell me, what you want to hear, and that's the way we do it as a community. And until next time, keep moving forward one step at a time with total awareness. See you in the next episode.